This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of March, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the boatman has come to take your boat across. Remain true to the Father, and although your boat may rock, it will not sink. Question. What is the main reason why you children are not able to stay accurately in remembrance of the Father? Answer. Because you are incorporeal forms, you have forgotten that you are incorporeal souls, and that your Father is also incorporeal. Because you are in corporeal forms, you are easily able to remember corporeal forms. You have to become soul conscious and consider yourselves to be points and remember the Father. Only in this is there effort. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks. This one's name is not Shiva, his name is Brahma, and God Shiva speaks through him. It has been explained to you many times that you cannot call any human being deity or resident of the subtle region, Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar, God. Anyone who has a subtle or a gross image cannot be called God. Only the unlimited Father is called God. No one knows who God is. They simply continue to say, neti, neti. That is, they do not know. There are also very few of you who know this accurately. Souls say, O God. However, a soul is a point, and so the Father too must be a point. The Father sits here now and explains to you children. Baba has some children. They do not understand how they are souls, simply points. However, there are some who understand this very well. They remember the Father. The unlimited Father is the true diamond. Diamonds are always kept in very good, small boxes. Anyone who has a diamond and wants to show it to others would always show it in a box of gold or silver. Only a jeweler can recognize a diamond. No one else can recognize one. No one would know if a fake diamond were being shown. There are many who are cheated in this way. The true Father has now come, but there are such false people that no one is able to recognize anything. It is sung that the boat of truth may rock, but it will not sink. The boat of falsehood will not rock, no matter how much you try to rock it. Even those who are sitting here try to rock the boat. They are said to be traitors. You children now know that the Father, the boatman, has come. He is also the master of the garden. The Father has explained that this is a jungle of thorns. All are impure. They are so false. Hardly anyone knows the true Father. Even those who are here do not know him completely. They do not recognize him accurately, because he is incognito. Everyone remembers God, and they also know that he is incorporeal and resides in the supreme region. They do not know that they too are incorporeal souls. While sitting in corporeal forms, they have forgotten this. While staying in the corporeal world, they only remember the corporeal. You children are now becoming soul conscious. God is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It is very easy to understand this. The Supreme Father means the Supreme Soul who stays in the land beyond. You are called souls. You cannot be called the Supreme. You take rebirth. No one knows these things. They even call God omnipresent. Devotees search for God on the mountains. They even go to pilgrimage places and to rivers. They think that rivers are purifiers, and that by bathing in them they will become pure. None of them on the path of devotion knows what they want. They simply say they want liberation, or eternal liberation, moksha. They are unhappy here because they are distressed. No one in the Golden Age asks for liberation or eternal liberation. No one calls out to God there. They call out to him here because they are unhappy. No one's sorrow can be removed by performing devotion. Even though someone may sit and chant Rama, Rama throughout the day, his sorrow still cannot be removed. This is the kingdom of Ravan. It is as though sorrow is tied around their necks. They even sing. Everyone remembers God at the time of sorrow, whereas no one remembers him in happiness. This means that there definitely was happiness at one time, and that there is now sorrow. There was happiness in the Golden Age, and now in the Iron Age there is sorrow. This is why it is called a jungle of thorns. The number one thorn is body consciousness. Then there is the thorn of lust. The Father now explains, whatever you see with those eyes, it is all to be destroyed. You now have to go to the land of silence. You have to remember your home and your kingdom. Together with having remembrance of your home, it is also essential to remember the Father, because it is not the home that is the purifier. You call the Father the purifier, so you have to remember the Father. He says, constantly remember me alone. Only to me do you call out, Baba, come and purify us. He is the ocean of knowledge, and so he definitely has to come and explain through a mouth. He will not give inspirations. On the one hand, they celebrate Shiv Jayanti. On the other hand, they say that he is beyond name and form. There cannot be anything that is beyond name and form. Then they say that he is in everything, in the pebbles and stones. There are so many opinions. The Father explains, Ravan, the form of the five vices, has made your intellects degraded, and this is why you bow down to deity idols. Some are atheists, and they do not believe in anyone. Here, only Brahmins, those to whom this was explained 5,000 years ago, come to the Father. It is also written that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, carries out establishment through Brahma. And so you are the children of Brahma. Prajapita Brahma is very well known. So there must surely be the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You have now come out of the Shudra religion and entered the Brahmin religion. In fact, those who call themselves Hindus do not know their own religion. Sometimes they believe in one deity, and sometimes they believe in another. They continue to go to many. Christians never go to anyone else. You now prove that God the Father says, "Constantly remember me alone." One day it will be in the newspapers that God says, "By remembering me, you will become pure from impure." When destruction is close, this sound will reach the ears of people through the newspapers. There is news from everywhere in the newspapers. You can now insert this. God speaks. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, says, "Only I am the purifier. Remember me and you will become pure. The destruction of this old world is in front of you." Everyone will have the faith that destruction definitely has to take place. Rehearsals will continue to take place. You children know that destruction cannot take place until the kingdom is established. There has to be earthquakes, etc. On the one side, there will be bomb explosions, and on the other side, there will be natural calamities. They will not receive food, the steamers will not come, and there will be famine. In times of famine, people starve to death. Those who go on hunger strike continue to take water and honey, etc., and they lose weight. There will suddenly be earthquakes whilst people are sitting somewhere and they will die. Destruction definitely has to take place. Sages and holy men, etc., do not say that destruction has to take place. And this is why they say that you must continue to chant the name of Rama. People do not even know God. Only God knows himself. No one else can know him. He has a fixed time to come, and so he comes into this old body and speaks this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the entire world. You children know that you now have to return home, and so you should be happy that you are going to that land of peace. People want peace, but who can give them peace? They speak of the bestowers of peace. However, there is only the one highest on high Father, who is the deity of the deities. He says, "I will make all of you pure and take you back. I will not leave even one behind." According to the drama, all have to return. It is remembered that all souls return like a swarm of mosquitoes. You also know that there are very few people in the Golden Age. Now, in the Iron Age, there are so many human beings. How will their number be reduced? It is now the confluence. You are making effort to go to the Golden Age. You know that destruction will take place, and that all souls will return home like a swarm of mosquitoes. The whole crowd will return home, but very few will go to the Golden Age. The father says, "Do not remember any bodily beings. Even whilst seeing them, do not see them. I am a soul and I will return to my home. You have to leave your old bodies in happiness. If you continue to remember your land of peace, your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Only in remembering the One Father is there effort. You cannot receive a high status without making effort. The Father comes in order to change you from ordinary humans into Narayan. There is no rest or comfort in this old world. Only in the land of peace and the land of happiness are there rest and comfort. In the homes here, there is only peacelessness and beating." The Father says, "Now forget this dirty world. Sweet, sweet children, I have come to establish heaven for you. You have become impure in hell. You now have to go to heaven. Now remember the Father and heaven, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. You may go to weddings, etc., but you must only remember the Father. All of this knowledge should be retained in your intellects. You may stay in your households and look after your children, etc. But keep this in your intellects. Baba's order is, remember me. You must not leave your home, otherwise who would look after your children? Devotees stay in their homes, they live in their households, and yet they are called devotees because they perform devotion. They look after their households and also indulge in vice. Yet their guru tells them to remember Sri Krishna so that they can have a child like Sri Krishna. You must not go into these things because you are now listening to the things of the Golden Age, and that is now being established. Sri Krishna does not establish heaven. He simply becomes the master of it. He receives his inheritance from the Father. The God of the Gita only comes at the confluence. The Father spoke the Gita and the child heard it. Then, on the path of devotion, they inserted the name of the child instead of the Father's. They have forgotten the Father, and so the Gita became falsified. What would happen by studying the Gita that has become false? After teaching you Raja Yoga, the Father departed, and Sri Krishna became the master of the Golden Age through that. Would anyone on the path of devotion become a master of heaven by listening to the story of the true Narayan? No one even listens with that thought. They do not receive any benefit from that. Sages and holy men, etc., give their own mantras and their own photos. The same thing does not apply here. At other satsangs, they say that it is a religious story of such and such a Swami. Whose story? The story of the Vedanta, the story of the Gita, the story of the Bhagwat. You children now know that it is not a bodily being who teaches you. He has not studied any scriptures, etc. Has Shiv Baba studied any scriptures? It is human beings who study them. Shiv Baba says, "I have not studied the Gita, etc." It is this chariot in which I am sitting who has studied everything. I have not studied anything. I have the entire knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This one used to study the Gita every day. He used to repeat it like a parrot. Then, when the father entered him, he instantly left the Gita because it struck his intellect that Shiv Baba was narrating all of this. The father says, I am giving you the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, finish all your attachment to this old world. Simply remember me alone. You have to make this effort. A true lover constantly remembers his beloved. So now, the remembrance of the Father should also remain that firm. The Parlokic Father says, children, remember me and remember your inheritance of heaven. There is no need to make any noise or play musical instruments, etc. Some songs that are played are very good and their meanings are explained to you. Those who compose those songs do not know anything themselves. Mira was a devotee, whereas you are now enlightened. When children are not able to do something very well, Baba tells them that they are like devotees. Then the children understand why the father said that to them. The father explains, children, now remember the father and become messengers. Give everyone the message to remember the father and the inheritance, so that their sins of many births can be burnt away. It is now the time to return home. There is only the one God, and he is incorporeal. He does not have a body of his own. Only the Father sits here and gives his own introduction. He gives you the mantra of Man Man Above. Sages, holy men and sannyasis never say that destruction is about to take place and that you should remember the Father. Only the Father reminds you Brahmin children of this. You receive health through having remembrance and wealth by studying. You gain victory over death. Untimely death never takes place there. The deities gained victory over death. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. You must not perform any such act through which you would receive the title of a devotee from the Father. Become a messenger and give everyone the message to remember the Father and the inheritance. 2. There is no rest or comfort in this old world. It is a dirty world. Therefore, forget it. As well as remembering the home, you have to remember the Father in order to become pure. Blessing. May you have an attitude of being beyond and become a constant yogi while living in your household. the easy way to become a constant yogi is to maintain an attitude of being beyond while living in your household. An attitude beyond means to have soul conscious form. Those who remain stable in soul consciousness become constantly detached and loving to the Father. No matter what they do, they would feel as though they haven't done anything, but have just been playing a game. So by being soul conscious while living in your household, you will experience everything to be very easy and like a game. You will not feel it to be a bondage. With love and cooperation, simply have an addition of power and you will be able to take a high jump. Slogan: refinement of the intellect, that is, lightness of the soul, is the personality of Brahmin life. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. When the Shaktis have courage, the Almighty Authority definitely helps. Lionesses are never afraid of anyone. They are fearless. They don't even have any fear of not knowing what is going to happen. Become an embodiment of the power of truth and speak with intoxication. And look at everything with that intoxication. We are followers of the Almighty Government. Having this awareness, and make accurate that which is inaccurate. The truth has to be revealed and not hidden. But together with sweetness, manners are also needed in your words. Om Shanti.